All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. It is Tuesday. It is another week, and it is now time for the Inside Hour. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. Yes, yes, yes. The Inside Hour brought to you by Tetrahedron.org and HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And we are the ones who are bringing you the truth through In Lies We Trust, the DVD that is your gift from us to you. And without further ado, because we have so much to discuss, and because we are doing this live, we must move on. But before we do that, you know each week I have to give it up to the creator. I can't think of anybody else, the great communicator, Dr. Len Horowitz, to invoke us this night as we start In Sight. So sit back, relax, and put your thinking caps on, because you're getting ready to be edutained. And we have a guest tonight, too, who we're going to be talking about little things called these letters that we manipulate. Dr. Lynn, give us a prayer. Send it up to the Creator in terms of your intentions, and let's get on with our show.
Thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton. So nice to have you start the Inside Hour with us. And folks, Reverend Roxy, you know, on Sunday night has Mission Possible, wonderful hour of very, very illuminating information to guide you and I and everyone, our loved ones, our friends, our extended family, the Ohana, it's called in Hawaii, to the promised land. So let's give it up to the Creator tonight. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be broadcasting on BBS Radio to all the listeners, and please bless every single listener tonight that listeners of this information, your information, may our words be your words, Creator, and that our insights be yours and our articulation serve your people that are listening to the best of our ability, and turn up their sense meter, their common sense meter, so that ultimately the information that we relay, which has to do with great revelations that you've been providing us for humanity's salvation in these end times, is appreciated and sparks within them that seed of glory, that seed of light, that seed of divinity that is within them. The shalom blessing of peace and prosperity that is inside them in the living temple of water that they are. We praise you for the glorious blessings we're going to be sharing tonight with regard to your incredible molecule, your creative juice, your water. And that we ask for this special blessing so that the people who are listening tonight are inspired by this truth and revelation to go out and share it with others, humbly and joyfully, lovingly sharing this information to bring every single person and resource to the concert to fulfill these beginning times. What we call the end times are the beginning times, great Creator, because we know that that is your plan, that is our destiny to fulfill. And that we ask you to turn on the juices, the creative, co-creative juices in everyone listening, so that they can take these revelations, expound and expand on them, to bless others with the revelations for the edification of the congregation and the communication and the divine communion for the community, our family. We praise you for this glorious time. We praise you for the end of the devil doers. We praise you that this has already been justly determined, and that your way, your word, your mathematical, musical matrix of divinity shall bless humanity fully in this time, and that we're all uplifted in your spirit and service as your divine servants marching along this path of righteousness, that you order our steps and bring everything we need to fulfill the concert for the 144,000 in Revelation 1 through 6, to sing a new song, to bring you praise and glory, and to recreate Earth's image into your divine image, the kingdom of heaven, blessing humanity, bringing heaven to earth, as you will it, as you have seen it, as you have prophesied through your humble servants about it, and that we are praised. We praise you for choosing us to deliver this information, heralding the key of David, the key to the house of David, from the messianic community of Philadelphia. With brotherly love in our hearts and in our heads, we bring forth these revelations concerning water and the concert for the 144,000 live H2O. Please bless it, Creator. Bless everyone listening, and allow us to be blessed with your word to show the way. In Yahshua's name, amen.
Amen. Surely enough, we are the stone that David threw that brought Goliath down. And we are the ship that Noah sailed when he had to leave that town. And Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes, we were there, don't you know? And Lot, he knew the fact, and he did not look back. So, we are going to cage the rage. We are going to dry the tears. We're going to stop the suffering. We're going to destroy all fears. We're going to stop this greed. We're going to end all wars, and this earth will be paradise like it was before. This is the understanding. This is a way, and we are going to get to it tonight. We're going to bring in our guests. Dr. Lynn, tell the people who we get, what we get ready to do, what we got going on with the alphabet and with the numbers and with the heavenly matrix and the whole thing, so that the people out there that are listening live and those people who will download when directed to the archives will understand exactly what kind of magic and energy is getting ready to be and has already been unleashed upon the earth. And so as it is on earth, so it is in heaven, because we are tethered and the rescue rope is strong. So let's get to it.
Reverend Roxy, thank you for that beautiful introduction. Folks, if you didn't listen to last week's Insight Hour, I urge you to get to the archives at bbsradio.com. Archives, it costs, I understand, a simple little donation of, I think, as little as $2 a month. And your donation is greatly appreciated. You're going to have access to the full measure of archive files. One most important that we're dealing with tonight, this concept of the holy spiritual blessing of water, the creative juice, and the hosting of the concert for the 144,000 we've tentatively, lovingly, humbly named Live H2O, the concert for the living waters. There's an hour show that we produced last week that I laid out the framework, the overview of this magnificent event, totally historic, spiritually uplifting. And the concept is, because of the divinity of water, that is, in the beginning, I mentioned last week on the Insight Hour, that in the beginning, if you reread Genesis very carefully, there was the Creator, the source of it all. There was the water before the Word. Before the Word was spoken, you had a union, a complete partnership, a complete fundamental basis in the duality of the one God, King of the universe, as being the water. So that the concept I laid out, and it makes complete sense, is if you're a Holy Spirit-filled temple, a family member in the family of Yeshua, if you're a family member of the Creator, and you're a heavenly child, just a holy child, just brother and sister of the Messiah Yeshua, then the reality is, you have God in you. And the fact that you're about 86% water when you're well hydrated means that you have a full measure. Mostly, you are the creative juice. You are God. You are the source. Now, that's not to say that you're going to be able to change the weather immediately, nor can I, except by our prayers and our faith and trust. That is by which we move mountains. Now, the concept, and I'll just share this a little bit, because you see what the DNA is. is a water structural accelerator of energy. That in past programs, and if you read Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, or the book Walk on Water, and you can get those by going online to www.healthyworldstore.com. healthyworldstore.com. And then you can read these books, Walk on Water, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, the book that started this investigation into the musical mathematics of divinity, the book called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You read these books and you begin to integrate the understanding that if you had as little faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. The reason for that is, just like you, your DNA is hydrated by six-sided hexagonal-shaped structured water molecules that reflect the sacred geometry of divinity, the sacred geometry of the perfect circle of sound, the tetragrammaton, tetrahedron structure, the Creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the tetragrammaton reflecting the water molecule tetrahedron shape, so that the mustard seed that can move mountains simply knows no stop, because all that DNA is, that little seed of DNA, is an amplifier, accelerator of the energy of the water within inside it. So the concept, the key to the kingdom of heaven, certainly, the empowerment, the enablement within the kingdom is having faith and trust in the way the boss put it all together and administers through his water creation and recreation. And we're about to recreate, big time, have a lot of fun revealing the great awesome revelation to fulfill the end times prophecy that all of the greatest truths in the end times will be known. The greatest truth secreted is the divinity of the hydroelectricity and the superconducting medium of the water. So now I'm going to assign that homework assignment. I do ask you, please, go back and review Bible Study Genesis, the first 6 verses to 8 verses. It'll give you a complete appreciation of what I'm telling you, that before there was the Word, there was the water. The water took on the Word and manifested out of it all everything that we have. So the concept of Word now, we've been taking now in this era, in this period in which we've decreed and actually have set a date, as I mentioned. Pass the Word. Everything that you can do to support getting the information out, as well as help in any way, financially and otherwise, the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. The date is June 19th through 21st, 2009. That's the summer solstice of 2009. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day, all night, internationally, mostly carried over the internet. BBSradio.com is proud to be a founding sponsor for the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. And there will be many, many, many other internet carriers, many other probably mainstream media carriers by the time we get done. So that the concept of the Word having an impact on water is more of the subject matter for tonight. Again, go to the archives to get last week's program and listen to it, study it, take notes. It lays the entire thesis out for you to understand that for us to get this planet back, to reshape our planet as it is in the kingdom of heaven, to manifest the paradise, not only in our environment, but within our Holy Spirit-filled temples, to manifest our image completely, and to regain what was lost literally in the Garden of Eden, literally, folks, is we've got to reconnect, recommune with the power source in a way that we have never done before, that history has never seen before, because this indeed is a historic time. The opportunity coming out of the crisis, which is opportunity, is awesome. Because if you're a true listener of this program and a supporter of mine for years, you know we've already come long ago to the conclusion that we've got to come out of Babylon, that we've got to let it go. We've got to come out of it, lest we become infected by her lunacy and her hypocrisy and her poisonings. So that the reality is now that we're coming out of her, we're empowered, enabled by, as exactly as the prophets predicted would happen, the Creator would come on strong to his prophets and his educators, his teachers, and his students would come about in these end times to appreciate truths that had been hidden for millennia. In 1999, with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, we revealed for the first time publicly in history the original musical scale. Those six notes originally, now that we know there are nine to complete the perfect circle of sound, you can go to perfectcircleofsound.com and get more information. It's perfectcircleofsound.com. But we now know that there's a complete total nine tones that create everything. To recreate everything, we've got to access that tones with our language. We've got to put this voice into the music that will connect and commune ourselves harmonically with divinity to have the full measure of certainty and clarity and empowerment to restore what has been broken, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. To bring that down to earth, which is the quest, it's the mission that we're on, then what we've got to do is set aside, vacate anything that is broken, that is foolish, that is stupid, that is genocidal, that is toxic, that is unjust, that is untrue, that we've got to set that aside, vacate it. Because the judgment, the justice has already been rendered. Now we've simply got to live up to it. The enforcement is now coming on strong. And when we start to sing this holy language, and I'd like to bring on our guest in a minute to talk about the specific letters of creation and the specific letters of this incredible molecular structure of the tetrahedron called water, H2O. Hydrogen, oxygen. We've got to talk about those letters and the meaning of language and the power, not just in the numbers, but actually in the spoken words of the letters, ideally drawing on the sacred Hebrew, the ancient Sanskrit, Hebrew, ancient Aramaic. These were sacred spiritual languages because they had a power to not only commune you to other people through your hearts, and your integrity with divinity, but also to the divine source, because the language was pure. It wasn't adulterated. It wasn't altered, just like our music. A is not 440 in the Creator's musical scale, as it is in man's musical scale. When you turn on the radio, it's A440 you're listening to, as a perversion meant literally to dumb you down, literally to suppress your spirit. Literally, to create a normal human from a superhuman. To create a dumbed-down, mind-controlled slave of the global petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialist from a divine, holy child of the Creator. All empowered, all capable, and worthy of manifesting love, joy, peace, harmony, prosperity in all ways. So what's missing is the language, and look at the law. The law knows the truth. The law is based on the truth. Of course, the system of injustice that we're facing today is a scam off of the original. The original was that words were powerful. Letters were powerful. And that ultimately now all legal instruments are based on words and certain definitions of those words that the Maritime Court is currently basically administering in order to continue the enslavement of the population. But you see, you could be very astute, very skilled in man's law. You could know federal law up and down. You could know state law up and down. You could go in and out of courts your whole life and be brilliant. But if you don't know the Creator's law, if you don't know the justice system that is operating in this musical mathematical matrix of divinity, blessing humanity and cursing humanity when you're out of sync and out of tune and out of harmony and in dissonance and aberrant frequencies, and you're out of it, you're in, not in law, you're an outlaw, and you are in sin. You're off the mark. You're not going with the flow. And the flow is now coming on so strong that you can't afford to live in Babylonian lunacy. Because, you see, it's so painful to realize that you're incompetent, that you can't create without the Creator, that you don't have that power, and that all this man-made law and all this business of illegality masquerading in disguise, and the reality is that you and I must depend on the Source, which is who is now. The Creator is teaching us through revelation what it is, the meaning of language, and most importantly, music, and where to put it. Where do we put the music? Where do we put the knowledge? We put it into praise and glory of the Creator. And that's what the concept of the Concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, is about. What's going to happen when we put this word, this praise, this glory, this truth into the waters, the superconductive medium, the virtual co-creator with our Creator, then what's going to happen is that the vortices of energy and spiraling, spinning galaxies, we're going to entrain to, and the entire force of the universe will reside in our hearts and be pumped through our hearts to every cell throughout our body. And the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, our bloodstreams, to uplift us in such a way that we become who we were destined to become. Not a mind-controlled slave of the politicians and the political organizations, the institutions, the academic institutions that dumb people down under the guise of education, as well as the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducting genocide under the guise of public health, national security, whatever else they've got on their agenda for the day. It's all population control, and it's painful to stay in there. So now humanity is coming out of her. It's opening up. It's happening inside every single one of you listening. It's happening with us and our friends. It's that time we prayed for. And yeah, there's a lot of people out there that you won't get reinforcement from, but you know, you tune into radio stations like this and BBS Radio, and you listen to Reverend Roxy Hampton on Mission Possible on Sunday night, and you tune into the Inside Hour, and suddenly you realize all those thoughts and those feelings, those intuitive insights, those prayers are real for you and us, and we share them as one ohana, one family, one Holy Spirit-filled family. And this is the Spirit that's moving over the face of the waters. It is the Holy Spirit that is coming down, that is anointing us, that is infusing us with the love, with the clarity of the real reality. And as it moves over our waters and the waters of the world, all that we are doing by hosting this concert for the 144,000, Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters, all we are doing is not just giving peace a chance. It's given the Creator what the Creator's due and has been calling for. We're stepping up to the plate. The Creator's asked us to be present, to be counted, to make a choice. And that's the choice that we're making by this whole revelation, this understanding of the musical mathematics of by which creation is rendered, and by our willingness to assume a co-creatorship, a role, a choice-making process to sing a new song, to sing the new musical notes of the old musical notes that have only recently been revealed since 1999 in Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. We're going to use that new music, that's the old music. We're going back. We're returning to a place of order. So the reality is also that these simple languages and simple words like H2O, the letters hold a frequency resonance vibration. They're related to the numbers. That means there's an alphanumeric code. If the Creator created through the spoken word, sound, which is frequency, which is math. So if the Creator's language is math, so must our language be math in order to express our creative talents. So math today is mixed up in language. We don't understand the math behind the words that we speak, but yet that's the most powerful creative resonance and power in the words. So I'm going to bring on Mitch Fine, who's been doing some studies in this area, who's been bringing some revelation forth that we're really, truly blessed to have him. And I'm going to lay on this open discussion to Mitch Fine and Reverend Roxy Hampton, who should also join us. And let's look back at some of the discussions we've had over the last 48 hours with regard to the beginning. In the beginning, there was the Creator, which I'd like to have you look at and respond and clarify for the listeners of the Inside Hour tonight, the symbol for the Creator. Is it or is it not the big circle, the perfect circle of sound? And after that, in the beginning, there was the Creator, and then the Creator had to be separated from himself or take a portion of himself to create human beings, or at least the separate consciousness that exists. So is it or is it not this concept of having the initial circle that is then made into a straight line brought down the middle of it? Now you have phi, P-H-I, which is the golden mean, which is the function of the Fibonacci series of musical notes, which forms the basis of the spiraling universe and all of sacred geometry. And so this concept that we've revealed with the perfect circle of sound, that we now have the nine core creative frequencies of the universe, have music. And the concept of now blessing human beings with this concert for the living waters, live H2O, and the concept that the H sounds like the breath of life. Sounds like the breath that the Creator breathed into the nostrils of Adam to get him off the ground, to move. Inspiration, respiration, re-spiritualization, breath, ha, the ha for H. Two ha's and one O, one oxygen. Element number eight, the Creator's number, the infinity sign. Element number eight, the structure of the universe, the double toroid structure of the universe. Folks, read, love, the real Da Vinci Code. Go online, it's for free right now for a limited time still. You can read the entire book on a PDF file that's downloadable right now from your computer at lovetherealdavincicode.com. lovetherealdavincicode.com. Call this toll-free number to get any of these books that I've talked to you about tonight. 888-508-4787. That's toll-free. 888-508-4787. Request the book, the hardcover, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, the book, paperback, Walk on Water. Those are the books that are going to be bringing you a deeper understanding of what it is that we're sharing with you tonight. You know, it's kind of like what Paul said. He was not able to give him a full meal. He had to give him a little bit of a taste of milk, but he couldn't give him solid foods. They weren't ready for it in his time. You know, question, are you ready for it? Because you can't get it in an hour by listening to the Inside Hour. It's a little taste of milk. But you want the real solid food, read. Turn off the boob tube. Turn off the hypnosis machine. Read and let it sink in. Start to play. Do the exercises in Love the Real Da Vinci Code book. Do the exercises. Start to play with the numbers. And what will happen is your left brain, right brain balance will expand just like it did in Leonardo da Vinci's genius. And ultimately that is what we all are. And we're now beginning to realize it and develop the technologies and actually practice with the technologies, including this practice that we're going to be performing at the concert for the Living Waters, the actual singing internationally, all of the voices of at least 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who, as we sing, the power of that song and that great prayer, that great honoring and tribute to the great Creator will have such a profound impact in every single cell, every single DNA strand, every single water molecule within our bodies communing with the Most High through His water. That's the power source. Ultimately, I think you can appreciate what the end result is going to be. You'll have stepped out of Babylon completely, and Babylon, lacking support, will fall. It's a new paradigm. So this is the concept. So I want to bring in Mitch. Welcome to the Inside Hour. Can you share a little bit about what you were studying and researching in relation to this knowledge of the alphanumerics of the English language, how it relates to ancient and sacred Hebrew, and the implications for this concert for the 144,000, the re-beginning, the re-genesis of our planet?
Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. It's certainly a pleasure to be on the show with you and Reverend Roxy. I can only say that it has been a real joy to be here studying at the true source of healing waters. And what I would like to start with is this idea of the show, the name of the show, which is the Insight Hour, and this word, insight. And if we look at words, we can begin to do an archaeology of words which take us back to the source and to the Creator. And in your book, Love the Da Vinci Code, you talk about very eloquently how language has been manipulated, how language has been distorted, and how English is probably one of the most difficult languages to get to the Creator, but we can. It's with much study and difficulty and insight, which you and Reverend Roxy are bringing the listeners every week. So taking the word insight, and if people want to follow along, they can look up the word insight in Webster's Dictionary. Everything we say here, there's proof. And everything that's said, you can do your homework, as Reverend Roxy always says, do your homework, get on it. We don't have necessarily time to give you all the foundation, but just to follow through with the word insight. It's apprehending the inner nature of things seen intuitively. So the real power word there is the word intuitively. And I want to just follow this line of thinking through. If we then go to Webster's again and we look up the word intuitively, it's defined as the power or faculty of attaining direct knowledge or cognition without evident rational thought and interference. So again, just following the language through, the archaeology. So let's look at this word, rational thought or interference. Rational is defined, again by Webster, as involving multiplication, division, addition, subtraction, and only finite numbers. So obviously we need to get past the rational, the finite. We have to expand our thinking. We have to have insight, and the language shows us how. So if you say, what is this definition of rational, we want to go someplace other than that, and we want to go towards intuition. So for lack of a better word, I'm going to call it the intuitive numbers. It's being able to get this, having this faculty of understanding beyond rational. Your book, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses, lays out beautifully, probably better than anybody else on the planet has, about how to really understand what these people have done with respect to these vaccines and viruses. You lay it all out rationally. But then after seeing and feeling and breathing all the rational in, people might be left with the question, does it make sense? Is it true? And you can only go so far with the rational mind. At some point, your intuition has to kick in. And as Reverend Roxy says with power, You've got to feel it. You've got to look up sometimes in the sky, and you've got to see the medicine. And without that intuition, without that insight, you can't get to the bait, which is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is how the Torah begins. So, again, people have to not only open up their minds, but they have to open up their hearts to your message, Dr. Horowitz. And I, for one, want to say that you and Reverend Roxy, and I'm blessed to be here in your presence, because you are two people on the planet that are laying this out. If people have only the ears and the eyes to hear and see this. So it's an honor to be on the show with you, and I'd like to develop this
thank
line
you,
of thinking
Mitch.
With you.
You know, Mitch, we're going to ask you to give us a little introduction to the Aleph, the meaning behind the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, then the Bet, the second, in the context that you of creation, of Genesis, and of the concert for the living waters, what it is that we're doing here. But before we do that, you triggered something in me. I want to just go back to something you said that I think is extremely imperative. You talked about intuition being the greatest spiritual blessing, the communion divine that we all seek. We all want to live. As a matter of fact, Jackie, it took her 2 days to get home. You know the story. What you don't know is almost 3 days ago they left Hawaii to go to northern Idaho. And before they got on the plane, my 12-year-old Aria had a premonition that it wasn't good. There was something wrong. But she didn't say anything to Jackie. Jackie had one by herself. She also had a premonition. They got on the plane, folks, and they saw one of the baggage carts was being mishandled. It struck the plane, and it damaged the plane. As it, what ended up happening is it took her now 3.5 days, basically 3 days, to get from Hawaii to Idaho. There was a real problem they couldn't deal with, but they got it intuitively. The concept that this greatest wisdom lies within, and that the possibility, going back to our previous discussions about Adam, about the Garden of Eden, about the snake coming down, the serpent, the alien, the reptilian, impregnating potentially, not just seducing mentally Eve to sin, but potentially, as it has been brought out, sexually. And the ultimate concept was that we had a major deportation. We were ousted. Our ancestor Adam and Eve were ousted from the Garden of Eden. And the concept that the sin, the original sin, incorporated this temptation by the serpent to say, you won't surely die if you begin to have eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's the rationality that you're talking about, Mitch. That's where you and I think that the scientific community is the most advanced new god. That's where, if we're living in deception, that's where people are. They've given medical deities the right to dictate what their medicines and their healing modalities would be instead of faith and trust in the Creator. And they've given the pharmaceutical industrials popping magic pills to cure every ill that allegedly relies on science for its evidence. The reality is that this is a scam. And it's the scam from the very beginning original sin of believing that if we have all the science, like the snake says, you will, your eyes will be open, you'll know you'll have the same amount of knowledge as God is going to has, and that ultimately, eating of this fruit is not going to really kill you, but spiritually it did. Spiritually, energetically, we were ousted, folks. So this concept that, Mitch, that you've raised here, I think is completely consistent with what we're doing here. We've got to go back. If we're going to have 1,000 years of world peace, if we're going to have a messianic age, if we're going to have this time where we're going to touch people and we're going to have our eyes glisten and that miraculous energy and that spirit of light that moves through us is going to heal people, and that this is the time where the lion's going to lie down with the lamb, a wonderful, wonderful time, it's got to be that we go back to recreate ourselves to be in bliss instead of ousted from paradise. We've got to recapture this essence of what it was that was apparently Adam and Eve lost, that I think that you're getting to here with regard to the rationality versus intuitivity. So, please go ahead.
Well, thank you, Doctor. We're talking about the alphabet, or Aleph Beit, the first two letters of the alphabet. The Torah begins with the word. The Torah begins with the word Bereshit, that first letter, B, which is the cosmic womb. So if we look at the Torah, and we don't look at it as words, because when you open up the Torah and you read it, there are no word breaks, there are no vowels, there is no punctuation. So the first letter is this Beit. It's the first action of God in this world, His book to us. And so we have the cosmic womb. What is the second letter that enters that cosmic womb is what you are talking about with this concept of water, which is the resh, which is the breath. So it's God coming into the womb or the house and being animated by this breath. And we know, as Reverend Roxy was talking about earlier tonight, that God blew the breath of life into Adam and he became a living soul. So fundamentally, the first action of God is this sacred breath or living water.
You know something, folks, I want to just interrupt Mitch for 1 second here. The concept, he breathed the breath into his nostrils, not his mouth, not anywhere else in his body. He breathed it in his nostrils. The concept now of your sinuses being the receptacle of this divine breath and the frequency vibration of creation. Ultimately, then, notice that your sinus cavities are surrounding your forebrain, your pineal gland, which is your gyroscope for spiritual development and spiritual orientation and direction. That is the electromagnetic processing station by which the species that migrate can migrate for thousands of miles and be directly on target without a roadmap because of their pineal gland, the spiritual processing station. So this connection between the rauch, you know, the breath of life, to really bring that resonance within our own head. And this is the concept, folks, that the book of Revelation talks about when he says, among the 144,000, they will have been ransomed. They will hold the Creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the letters of that name, in their forebrains, in their pineal glands, in their electromagnetic processing stations, in the resonance that's taking place in the sinus cavities. That is the name being withheld inside that we will then, that will have ransomed us. To achieve this, you got to pay your dues. Right now, listening to this program, you've given your time away for this message. So you're paying your dues even right now. But the concept that this paying of the dues will ransom you, those of you who hold the Creator's name in His forehead, inside the forehead, this is exactly what we're talking about. Go ahead, Mitch.
The word resonance, there's a sacred algebra at work here. And so if we look at our language, encoded in our language is sacred vibration. So resonance begins with this letter R, resh, sacred breath. So how do we attain that harmony is, again, through the breath, through the water. That's the first step in achieving, in attaining this reconnection with the Creator, which is what your work is all about in Love, the Da Vinci Code. So people need to go and they need to take that book, they need to find that book, they need to digest that book, so they can get up to speed, so they can participate in the evolutionary conversation that's taking place on the planet today. And so, in terms of the concert, who's going to be present? Who's going to come? Who's going to have the rational thought to comprehend the words, but then the intuition to say, I need to be there, because that makes sense at a heart level. And what we were talking about earlier today was the ha sound. And so the vibration of how water begins with that H2O. It's two H's and one oxygen.
You know, and the concept, folks, I laid this out in Healing Codes and also further detailed in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. That's the best read for people who still haven't woken up to the genocide that's taking place. Get Death in the Air, or prescribe that for them. But the concept that the alphanumerics of the English language is backwards to the Hebrew language. It's flipped. It's 180 degree reversed. You can't get further away. Likewise, the music, the A440, is based on the Roman Catholic Church's modifications of the original musical scale. And the initial hymns, like the hymn to St. John the Baptist and the Gregorian chants, that 152 of them that were allegedly lost, had these resonances of the original music that reflected the truth. Now, the backwards, the flipping, the going as far away from it as possible, you have a word for that I had never heard before. What is that called?
Hashing.
Hashing. So, in other words, to dumb humanity down, especially from their full spiritual blessing, our language, our music, and probably a lot more has been hashed. Is that right?
Absolutely hashed.
Okay, so we're now coming out of the ignorance, the fact that language is flipped alphanumerically. So now you take H2O. This is, folks, this, when you read Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, you'll understand why Leonardo da Vinci spent most of his time writing backwards. Backwards. The reality is, if you take O, then 2H, now you begin to do what you were talking about, having the Aleph in the alphabet of Hebrew, which is not expressed, doesn't have a sound, but the first, Aleph Bet, the second letter is the first letter that's really articulated to begin to bring the Creator's energy of love, loving creation into the creative universe. So there was the Creator first, there was the water, at the same time there was the Creator, but no words yet until the second, the Bet. Now that's your concept, Mitch, and I love that. It makes complete sense. The question that I have is, now we're going to take O to H. We're going to flip the chemical molecular structure of water and read it backwards. O, again, the symbol for the perfect circle of sound, the symbol for the totality and the unity in everything, including humanity, the circle which represents the Creator, not a zero, but a everything, the ring, the beginning and the end. And then you take two. Now, you have the Creator from the very beginning has a complete intimate relationship with Adam. In fact, folks, when you really read and you go through the Bible study, you'll see that in the beginning the Creator was like a human experiment taking place here on planet Earth. Creator says, according to Genesis, it's Elohim. The gods came down. There were plural gods. And the head honcho god, the big boss, says, let us. He doesn't say let me. He doesn't say I shall. He says, let us make man in our image. Is that your read on the Bible?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So now you've got this Creator saying, let's now separate us into something else, or at least the first concept of creating duality from unity. Again, the phi symbol signifies it. It's a straight line. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. The shortest distance between the Creator and you is a straight line. And so the symbol of phi represents the circle in that straight line, up and down, from heaven to earth. This is what we're talking about. So in the beginning there was the O, then two. Dividing the O into two gives you two hydrogens, which is, folks, get this, your sun is about 98% hydrogen. The sun and hydrogen, in fact, is the electron donor by which all life operates. It's all energized by the electrons. The electrons are the energy carriers, and it is the hydrogen that donates the electrons for life to continue. So hydrogen is donating the energy. In other words, the Creator, in his first division, created a duality from the unity in the fundamental element expressed in hydrogen, the ha, the breath of life. And that ultimately, that's what we are ourselves now manifesting and coming back to appreciation of. We've lost it. We've been dumbed down. Finally, we're breaking through with the revelation to recognize our own co-creatorship, our responsibility to recreate everything using the simple creative technology that the Creator has in store for us. That's why the Illuminati can't win. There's no possible way that they could ever suppress intuition and spiritual flow and the power of the entire universe that's moving humanity to come to terms with their own divinity. And the sacred geometry, everything that comes out of physical creativity, is manifested out of exactly what you're talking about. That first that first breath, that first insemination of the bet into physical reality. Go ahead. What else can you share with us, Mitch? Actually, you only got just about 2 minutes left.
Reverend Roxy,
know?
Why don't you...
We have 2 minutes left.
We've only got 2 minutes. All right, well, let's close
the
show.
And you just wanted to bring to your attention, because we have insight and intuitive, tells me to tell you and to tell our listeners out there, I hope you wished each other a good Martin today. Today is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Good morning to you.
You know, and on the 20th, the day before his official holiday that we still celebrate, I'll be doing Mission Possible. So we'll be covering Martin Luther King and continuing the dream and the reality of this concert.
Wonderful.
Because you know that Mission Possible is the official place of where we're going to cut it up until 2009 here on BBSRadio.com. With you and
2009, yours. It'll be a new time.
It'll be a new time, and it'll be a new world and a new beginning. So with that, because we have Don Nikoloff coming on.
Don Nikoloff coming up next. Yeah.
To run a tight show.
Okay, sounds good.
One last word from, I want to thank
Mitch Fein for being a guest on the Inside Hour.
He'll be a guest more as we get
into this. It's been a real blessing to be with both of you.
But I think you're going to have to hear him on subscription, because we're signing him up, right?
Right, of course.
We're signing him up to do the dialogue.
Check out live h2o.org, the Concert for the Living Waters, live h2o.org. It's the seeds have been planted there. They're starting to grow, and you'll be seeing the growth in that website as the weeks and months towards June 19th through 21st, 2009, summer solstice, to have a great time with a Concert for the Living Waters. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us on the Inside Hour. Again, stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is producer...